The Interfax news agency said today that Russian Interior Minister Anatoly Kulikov would take charge of the investigation of Sunday's bombing at a memorial service in Moscow. 13 people were killed when a bomb went off at a service honoring the leader of an Afghan war veterans group who was assassinated 2 years ago. Sunday's attack has been linked to organized crime and comes just days after a U.S. businessman was gunned down on the streets of Moscow. Stephen Handelman is an international affairs columnist with the Toronto Star and spent 6 years as that paper's Moscow bureau chief.
Crime is the biggest single danger to Russia's survival as a democracy. Most of us in the West have not really taken it that seriously. We've seen it as a mafia phenomenon and compared it to what goes on in our part of the world. But in fact, it's much more insidious. It begins on the streets and it really ends in the offices of top ministers and bureaucrats.
This phenomenon became very public and much discussed after a private enterprise of a sort began under the Soviet rule of Mikhail Gorbachev. Co-ops sprung up, restaurants, stores and businesses, and everybody began talking about arson and protection rings operated by the mafia. What was the link there? What's the connection?
Well, there was a great deal of racketeering. The basic reason for that was that although private business had become acceptable, there was no framework under which it could operate. So if you were a businessman or you were someone who operated a restaurant, you already had rules that limited pretty much how you could operate. And very often, you couldn't get satisfaction. So you tried to go into the gray area of the economy or the black economy. And that black economy was pretty much run by the criminal world, who were doing it, ironically enough, in association with bureaucrats who were making quite a lot of money on the side.
Well, now, when we learn of the cemetery explosion, one interpretation we read is that it has to do with different factions of an Afghan veterans benevolent society. Does that suggest that there are organized crime elements within this, or that all lawlessness in Moscow is referred to as mafia violence?
Well, to a certain extent, all lawlessness in Moscow is criminal violence. That is to say, organized lawlessness. We're not talking about muggings or the occasional robbery. In fact, the actual crime rate in Russia and in Moscow and the big cities of Russia has actually been declining over the last 2 or 3 years. What has been increasing are gangland-style hits. And the Afghan veterans, or the Afghansi, as they were called, goes back to a particular subset, in a way, of Moscow crime. And they began appearing in the big cities of Russia in the late 80s, in the early 90s. And they began forming their own associations, partly to help wounded veterans, partly to establish charities, which in turn were supported and subsidized by the government. And by the early 90s, the government was offering them deals by which they could make some money that would be plowed back into the charity. It was a real money bank for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a perfect target for the mob world.
Now, if a Russian government were to say to the Russian people, crime and lawlessness are out of hand, we need a regime of law and order, that would mean something quite different to the Russian public than it would to other countries. I mean, this was a police state not too long ago. Is there any desire among the Russian public to see the kind of clampdown that the Russians were quite capable of just a few years ago crush this kind of crime?
It's a very interesting question. Invariably, public opinion polls, they fluctuate constantly, but crime, law and order occupies about the first or second place in what concerns people, and they're willing to go and do whatever is necessary at this point to stop it. And that's one of the things that should most worry us, because that in turn brings to power in Russia a whole new set of politicians and leaders who have attitudes which we wouldn't consider conducive to democracy.
Stephen Handelman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Stephen Handelman is an international affairs columnist with the Toronto Star. He's the author of Comrade Criminal, Russia's New Mafia.